Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
I was reading in Proverbs the other day, and I came across Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20. And of course, reading the proverb of the day every day, we are always in Proverbs. But something about Proverbs 8:20 really struck me. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20 says this: I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Now the context is wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 is all about wisdom. Verse 1 says, doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Well, she does. But when I read this verse, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, I thought to myself, you know, it's no wonder that people who need wisdom often don't find wisdom, because they are not where wisdom leads. And so they're not going to find it. They're not looking for it. They are not going to walk in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. And, you know, as I thought about that, I thought, well, no wonder. Sometimes you're trying to talk with somebody who needs wisdom, and they are on another path, and they can't get it. So we're going to talk about that today. And I'll say this, getting right into the message. First of all, wisdom leads, among the young. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And look at verse 1. Hear ye, what's the next word? Children. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender, and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, when I read that, I realize something. Wisdom is for the young. Wisdom leads among the young. So, think of this. As a parent, you want to make sure that you are giving your children wisdom from a very early age. I know that we are to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and nurture is primarily unspoken correction and instruction. You know, they feel your hugs, and they also feel your rebukes and your reproofs if you have to correct them, all right? And they get that. As they get older, then you can admonish them because they understand what you're saying. But you know something? You can take the Bible when your children are a very young age, and you can begin to give them wisdom. Why? Wisdom leads among the young. That's what you're hearing in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. This is to children. Hear ye children. This is to a son. And so, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. You know something? Your children, from the first time they can begin to get anything about the Bible, you ought to start giving them the Bible. I was talking to a fellow just the other day, and he has young sons, and he says, I sit down with them and read the Bible. I want them to get used to hearing the words in a King James Bible. I have another fellow that's a friend, and his son is beginning to talk now, but he's very young. He said, but I'm reading and telling him stories from the Bible. Why? I want him to know what that Bible says, and I want him to be used to the words of wisdom that are in the Bible. Wisdom leads among the young. You know, you don't have to wait till they're teenagers. You don't have to wait till they're old enough, quote unquote, to decide for themselves. You want to get wisdom into your children from a very young age. And I'll tell you, there's a benefit in that. One of the benefits in giving them wisdom at a very young age is that it establishes a foundation in their lives. And it puts Bible in them at a time when they desperately, desperately need it. What does the Bible say? Train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. What is that? Well, is it a guarantee they're all going to turn out right? No. But you know what it is? It's telling you if you will train your child, and in this case, in wisdom from a very young age, it says when he is old, he will not depart from it. I have seen case and case again where Bible was put into a child, and then the child did a detour. And by the time he or she was 30, 32, 33, 34, 35 years old, somewhere 27, 28, somewhere in there, they decided, hey, man, I have strayed way off here. And you know what? They have a way back. And you know what's leading them? The wisdom that you put into them when they were young, and it causes them to remember some things about how to get back on track with the Lord. Listen, even better than that, in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, if that child will listen to what you're saying, if your child will hear what you're saying, then you know what? That wisdom can lead them right past the detour. Look what Proverbs 4, verses 14 and 15 say. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. Those are two fabulous verses of Scripture right there. And when you put wisdom into a young man's heart, and you put wisdom into a young girl's heart, they're going along, you say, well, they're going to be exposed to bad influences when they get around other teenagers or whatever. Yes, but look what wisdom does. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. You know what your child can do, or the young person, if that happens to be you're a Sunday school teacher or whatever, then you're putting wisdom into that child. They can recognize, whoa, wait a minute. This is an evil path. This is the path of the wicked, and I am going to avoid it. I'm not going to pass by it. I'm going to turn from it, and I'm going to pass away. And there are many young people who have avoided the heartaches of what I call the detour because of wisdom. Wisdom leads among the young, and wisdom led them right past the path of the wicked. Wisdom leads. Where? Among the young. Get that wisdom into them. It will keep them out of the path of the wicked. If they happen to get back and happen to get on that path, it can lead them back into the path of righteousness. All right, here's the second thing. Wisdom not only leads among the young, but wisdom leads among, listen, the simple. Among the simple. Look in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8, and look at verse 5. Verse 1, doth not wisdom cry? All right. Yes, she does. Where? Verse 3, she crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the gates. What? Verse 5, O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Wisdom leads among the simple. What does that mean? Well, there are some people that were raised, and they weren't raised in a Christian home. They weren't exposed to the wisdom of God's words from a young age. They didn't ever have an opportunity, unless perhaps they went to a vacation Bible school. And there in vacation Bible school, they often remember more about the games they played and the snacks they enjoyed than they did the Bible lessons that they heard. Not always the case. We have a young man visiting our church right now, and he was 6 years old when he went to was taken by bus to a vacation Bible school, and then on to Sunday school, and from that, he came to know the Lord, and his family started going to that church, and they all got saved. His dad ended up in a Bible college, of all things. It's just a remarkable thing. But ordinarily, children growing up in a non-Christian home, they're not exposed to this. And so they grow up simple. And you know what the Bible says? That wisdom cries and cries to the simple. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. So you don't have to sit here and say, well, I'm older and I didn't have that kind of background, so it, you know, therefore I'm exempt and I can be a fool. No, wisdom's crying out among the simple. Look in Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Watch it. Who's she calling to? Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, that is, he lacks it, he needs it. She saith to him, come eat of my bread, drink of the wine which I have mingled. You know what she says? Forsake the foolish. That's what verse 6 says. Forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. So, wisdom leads among the young. Great to start them out from a young age, giving them Bible and wisdom and lessons from the Bible that would guide them by principle and by wisdom through their entire lives. And then, really, wisdom leads among the simple, because there are a lot of people who grew up that were not given this kind of training. They went off to school, just with all the other kids. They didn't go to church. If they went to church, they slept through, or they went to a church where the gospel isn't preached, where the kids' programs are more for like daycare and entertainment than they are for telling them Bible. And now here they are in their teens, their 20s, college age. They're up in, they're working. They don't know anything. They know nothing at all. And you know what wisdom does? Wisdom invites men to forsake the foolish and live, because wisdom leads among the simple. You know, most of the people that I have met in my life that I've had an opportunity to minister to and witness to, some of whom have gotten saved, were not raised with a good church background, did not have early training in wisdom. And they got saved as adults after, sin and after life had taken its tolls. And you know something, today they've learned a lot of Bible. Those that have, gotten saved and stuck around, they've learned a lot of Bible. And I'm telling you what, they are raising their families the way they wish they had been raised when they were children. And they're pumping wisdom into them now and helping to lead their own children. Amazing. You say, well, how did they turn around? How did they make such a change? You know how they did it? They let wisdom lead them. They admitted, I don't know anything and I need to learn. Listen, I was 32 years old before I picked up a Bible and began to read it. I didn't know what it said. I had no idea. But you know what? I was a simple person. I had a religious background, but I didn't have really any good Bible training per se. And I began to follow what that Bible said. And you know, the funny thing is, here we are years later, and people come to me and I can advise them with counsel, oftentimes on things that they're struggling with, because the Lord has taught me some wisdom that I can pass along to some who don't have it yet. And wisdom is leading them from simplicity to wisdom. Amazing, amazing. You know why some people don't find that? Because they like being simple. You know what they want to do? They want to go home and watch TV and flood their mind with that nonsense. They want to spend all their time on social media. They want to spend all their time surfing on the internet. They want to spend all their time in folly. And you know what? Wisdom can't lead a simple person who wants to stay simple. Isn't that something? Wisdom won't lead a young person that wants to walk in the path of the wicked, and wisdom won't lead a simple person who wants to stay simple. Amazing, huh? And I'll tell you what, they can be in positions of authority. They can be in positions of responsibility. They can be businessmen. They can be politicians. If they want to stay simple, wisdom can't lead them. But you see here, wisdom calls to the simple. Calls to the simple. Understand wisdom. Be an understanding heart. Forsake the foolish and live. They got to turn from their foolishness. And a lot of times people don't want to do it. So they're going to stay simple. Wisdom leads among the young who want to obey what wisdom says. Wisdom leads among the simple. But you know something else? Wisdom also leads among the wise. Wisdom leads among the wise. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 1 and look at verse 5. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. You know what he's basically showing you? Look again in Proverbs chapter 9. Proverbs chapter 9 and look at verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. You know what that's saying? Wisdom doesn't lead you to a place where now you have all the wisdom. Wisdom takes you from simplicity and begins to lead you in its wisdom. And the more you follow wisdom, the wiser you become. And it is a lifelong process, a lifelong, really, life of following wisdom. You got to be wise. If you are wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, right? So if you are wise to fear the Lord, then the Lord will give you wisdom. And when you respond to that wisdom, he will give you more wisdom. And the reason that you don't find people, some folks going along this way, is they don't want to be wise. They don't want to increase in learning. They don't want to fear God. And I'm not that person. You're not that person. You made a decision that you wanted to be wiser tomorrow or next week or next month or next year than you are today. And you know what? Then you will follow the leadership of wisdom in your life, because wisdom leads among the wise. The Bible shows us, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. And you know what happens? He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. You know what happens is this. When you are following wisdom, wisdom will lead you to wise men. And that association with wise men will rub off on you. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. It will affect your life. That's why wisdom said, forsake the foolish and live, because a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You know what happens when wisdom leads among the wise? It is going to cause you to change your associations, change your friendships, change your clubs. You'll leave clubs and you will go to church, and you will gain wisdom, particularly if the pastor is preaching and teaching the Word of God in truth. Wisdom leads among the young if they will follow it, among the simple if they will forsake the foolish and live, among the wise if they will associate with wise people. Wisdom also leads among the righteous. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20. Wisdom also leads among the righteous. And this is the verse that we quoted when we started this passage today. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. You see, once you are walking in the way of righteousness, once you are walking in the paths of judgment, you will be where wisdom can lead you. You see, here in Proverbs 8:20, it didn't say, I will lead you into the way of righteousness. That'll do that when you're simple and when you're young, and get you on track. I lead in the midst of the paths of judgment. So what the deal is, it's like driving on, it's like driving next to the interstate on roads that have blocks and stop signs and stoplights and that kind of thing. Everybody on the interstate is zooming, zoom, zoom, zoom. You're over here on the side street. You got to stop at the stop sign, stop at the red lights, you know, and deal with all the other intersecting traffic, and consequently going very slow. Well, the way to avoid going slow on all those side roads is to get up on the interstate and whew, now you're going. All right? Wisdom is up there by a matter of illustration. Wisdom is up there on that interstate. And once you get up there, then wisdom can lead you because that's where wisdom is. And so you're up there and you're saying, I want to be led by this. When you are walking in the way of righteousness, when you are walking in the midst of the paths of judgment, wisdom is right there. It's not hard for you to find it. It's easy to find. It's easy to follow. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs 8, 8, and 9. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing froward or perverse in them. They're all plain to him that understandeth and right to them that find knowledge. What you know, what you're seeing here then is the reason that a lot of people that you expect should have wisdom don't have wisdom. They're not walking in the way of righteousness. They're not walking in the paths of judgment. You know, when you marvel, you read a newspaper article or hear a report on television or find a on the news service that you use on the internet or whatever, you find something, you say, how in the world did that company do that? How in the world did that businessman make that decision? How in the world does that politician think that this particular program is going to work? Or whatever, you're looking like that, they said, man, there's no wisdom in that decision at all. You know why? Because oftentimes that person who makes that bonehead decision is not in the way of righteousness, not in the midst of the paths of judgment. Take an evolutionist, for instance. An evolutionist looks at this Bible and says, there's just no way I can't make heads or tails of this. There's just no way there's a God, and I don't believe the first 10 chapters of Genesis and all that other stuff. You know what? He reads the Bible and just scoffs at it. Why? He's not in righteousness. He's not in the paths of judgment. And so the words of wisdom that are in this Bible, they're not plain to him. He doesn't understand them. He can't find the knowledge. Why? He's not among the righteous. And so it shouldn't surprise you when they make a bonehead decision like that. They're not walking where you're walking. If they were, then they could clearly see from the Bible what wisdom says and believe it without any reservation whatsoever. Wisdom leads among the young and shows them how to stay out of that path of the wicked. Among the simple, how to forsake the foolish and live. Among the wise, how to associate with wise people and become wiser. Among the righteous, how to walk in the path of judgment and in the way of righteousness. But let me say one more thing. Wisdom leads among the young, among the simple, among the wise, among the righteous. But wisdom does not lead among the scorners. Why? Because scorners hate wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. You see, there are some simple and some fools who will scorn the knowledge of God and scorn the wisdom of God and just say, you know what, I do not want it. If they seek it, they can't find it. They really can't. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 6 says this. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. And then notice, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. See the difference? You see what the problem is that wisdom can't lead a scorner. He doesn't want to be led. He's not where he can be led. His associations are such that he doesn't want wisdom. He doesn't want it, and he doesn't want to be associated with the people who have it. In Proverbs chapter 9, the Bible says that if you're trying to deal with a scorner, be careful. They will hate you Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Verse 8, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Scorners can't get wisdom. And the reason is, they're seeking it, but they're not seeking God's wisdom. They are absolutely 180 degrees out with God, and when God shows them, they don't recognize what it is. And if they did recognize it, they would despise it absolutely. They're looking for man's wisdom is what they're looking for. They're looking for heady wisdom. They're looking for something that builds their pride. They're not looking for something that requires humility and the fear of God at all. And they'll never find it. Not until they stop their scorning. That's why wisdom says to them in Proverbs chapter 1, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning? In other words, you want to give it up? I'll show you something. You don't want to give it up? You will never find it. Listen, you will never talk to a lost person who scorns wisdom and convince them of anything that you believe. They don't want it. They don't want it. So wisdom leads, absolutely, and wisdom wants to lead. But you got to follow. You got to be in the place where wisdom can lead you. Among the young, all right, that you got to follow that wisdom and stay out of the path of the wicked. Among the simple, you got to forsake that simplicity and forsake the foolish. Turn off the TV and start reading your Bible. Among the wise, you got to associate with wise people and continue to read your Bible so you will grow in that wisdom. Among the righteous, you got to be saved. You got to be walking in that path of judgment, and wisdom will lead you in the fear of God. And if you're a scorner, then if you happen to hear this broadcast, this was a total waste of time for you until you will humble yourself. Fear God, forsake the foolish, and walk in the path of judgment and the way of righteousness. God bless you when you do.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.